practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And it is my prayer that as we gather together today, God will use this broadcast to prepare all of our hearts to worship Him in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid Bible-believing church today. Let's begin the program with an old song that maintains a very up-to-date message. It's a song entitled, O Glorious Love.
In my darkness, Jesus found me, touched my eyes and made me see, broke sin's chains that long had bound me, gave me life and liberty. O glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made Him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship Him forever and praise Him for His glorious truth to ponder, that He whom angel hosts attend, the Lord of heaven, God's Son, what wonder, He became this sinner's friend. O glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made Him stoop save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship Him forever and praise Him for His glorious love. My song will silence never. I'll worship Him forever and praise Him for His glorious love. And praise Him for His glorious love. Let's praise Him for His glorious
indeed. Let's praise Him for His glorious love. I think of Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, where the Bible says that God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then, of course, we have John 3:16, don't we? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How we thank God for His glorious love. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today, and I do trust that you're getting ready to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church to fellowship with others of like precious faith in worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. If you do not have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, and we would love to have you drop by and visit us. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, every Wednesday night, we have our midweek services with our children and youth meetings beginning at 6:30 in the evening, and then prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock in the evening. And we just have a great time of fellowship, and we would love to invite you to come on out and be a part of us. We are a church that believes the Word of God. We call ourselves Biblicists. That may be a new term to some of you, but a Biblicist is one who believes the entirety of the Word of God from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, and that would describe us here in our ministry at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. Truly, we would invite you to drop out and visit us one of these days, and maybe even today. And if you drop in today and say that you heard this radio program, I'd love for you to come up to me that I might get the opportunity to shake your hand and just greet you as a member of our congregation today here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. You can contact us by calling 814-944-2894. And that particular phone is available 24 hours a day. Now, we're not here 24 hours a day, but you can always leave a message and we will get back to you. You might have a prayer request or a question about the Bible or whatever the case may be. Don't hesitate to call us. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then our website is www.fbcaltoona.org. And again, we would encourage you to go to our website from time to time to learn about what's taking place here at the church. And talking about what's taking place here at the church, 2 weeks from today, we will be involved with our annual missions conference. Our theme this year is taken from Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And of course, you know, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, we find that the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples just before he ascended back up into heaven. And he said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." That'll be our key verse, and our theme is taken from that, which is here, there, and everywhere, stressing the importance of getting the Word of God out all around the world. We will be having four missionary guests, Kevin and Mindy Callahan with International Partnership Ministries, Keith and Jamie Davidson with Seedline International, Satish and Sahara David with Christian International Embassy, and then Nehemiah and Anita Paul with Forgotten Missionaries International. And we would love to have you drop out and visit us. And that will be beginning 2 weeks from today. That is, of course, March the 26th, right on through March the 28th, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. In reality, it actually begins on Saturday night, March the 25th, when we are going to be having an international dinner. The food that we will be eating will be from all countries of the world. That's at 5 o'clock, by the way, on Saturday evening, March the 25th. And we'd love to have you come out and be involved with that as well. Let's get involved with missions. And by the way, as a part of our missions conference this year, on Monday, March the 27th in the morning, we are going to be distributing Bibles to the junior and senior high school of the city of Altoona. We do this every so many years, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity to do that. And we're going to give the Word of God to students as they get off their buses and go into the schools. We would encourage you to pray for us as we do that. And by the way, if you'd like to be a part of that, we would love to have you. Give us a call at 814-944-2894. We want to get the Word of God into the hearts and the minds of the students of the city of Altoona. And like I said, about every 3 or 4 years, we distribute Bibles to these young people, and we're going to do it again this year as a part of our missions conference, and that, of course, will be on Monday, March the 27th. Pray for us as we do that, and come on out and join us if you would like. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to be gathered around the radio this morning. I thank you for each one who is listening. And it is my prayer, dear Lord, that you would take this broadcast and use it in the lives of everyone who is listening. You know their spiritual needs. You know if they're saved or not. And I pray that those who are not saved will come to Christ, and that those who are saved will grow in Christ as the result of the broadcast this morning. And as you work through this program for your glory, we will give you the praise, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a song entitled, Jesus Saves.
Every drop of blood that touched the ground, stretched open wide, cried Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Hallelujah, I'm redeemed. I've been pardoned, full and free. Heaven now proclaim, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And in the book of life beside my name is Jesus.
Yeah.
the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the book of the Psalms, Psalm 18, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 3, where the Word of God says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Psalm 18, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now, before I deliver a message from Romans chapter 10, simply and called salvation, let's listen to another old hymn of the faith entitled, Let the Lower Light Be Burning. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 8 through 13, we read these words. But what saith it? the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we speak. But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. And I just want us to focus on that 13th verse, where it says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want to mention to you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want to spend eternity in heaven, then you need to be saved. That word saved means to be delivered or to be rescued. And when we are applying that to biblical truth, it means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so right at the very outset this morning, I ask you this question, are you saved? Are you certain that you are saved? Do you doubt whether or not you are saved? If you doubt that you're saved, chances are you're not saved, and so I trust that today will be the time of salvation for you. But look at this verse. It's very brief, but it is power-packed with information about salvation. We see in this verse the people of salvation, the process of salvation, and then the prospect of salvation. First of all, we see the people of salvation. It says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means that anybody and everybody on the face of the earth can be saved. I remember a number of years ago, I was holding a revival up in north central Pennsylvania, and after the invitation was given, a young lady came and she was weeping, and I said, young lady, what is your problem? What is your concern? She said, I would like to be saved, but my pastor told me I cannot be saved because I've got so many sins in my life. Well, that was not the truth. I mean, I'm certain it was the truth that the pastor told her that. But you see, no matter how many sins we have in our life, we can be saved. Jesus died for the ungodly. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. Whether a person is red, yellow, black, and white, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, atheist, whatever the case may be, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, and that means you. If you for some reason think that you cannot be saved, you are believing a lie, because you can be saved, and God would desire you to be saved. And I would encourage you to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Now that leads us to the process of salvation here in Romans 10:13, where it says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation is not something that we can work for. It's not something that we deserve. It's not something that we can earn. Because you see, we are complete in sin. We are dead in our trespasses and sins. And God is a holy God and a righteous God. And there is no way that we can work our way into salvation or work our way into a relationship with God. It's important to realize that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of the whole world. He shed his blood on the cross that we might be saved. And all we need to do is to call upon his name and ask him to save us. And I know down through the years people have discussed, what does this mean to call upon the name of the Lord? Well, it's pretty simple. It simply means to say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. Now, I hasten to say that it's not the words that save, but if those words are the expression of one's heart, then the result of that will be salvation. And so I ask you this morning, have you ever simply called upon the name of the Lord and asked him to save you? Have you ever said, Lord Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner and you are the Savior, and now I call upon you to ask you to save me? Have you ever done that? If you have, I rejoice with you. If you haven't, I would encourage you to do it right now. We see the people of salvation, it's whosoever, the process of salvation, shall call upon the name of the Lord. And then we see the prospect, or I should say, even the promise of salvation, and that is, shall be saved. No matter what a person's background is, when they call upon the name of the Lord, God will save them. Jesus died for the whole world. And remember that to be saved means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Beloved, I ask you this morning, have you trusted Christ as your Savior? Have you called upon the name of the Lord to ask Him to save you? If you have, I rejoice because you will be going to heaven. If you haven't, my heart is sorrowful because if you were to die without trusting Christ as Savior, you would go to a Christless eternity in the lake of fire. So right now, call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And if you make that your personal prayer, contact us here at the church, and we will send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Make certain, beloved, that you know the Lord, because I know that you'd rather spend eternity in heaven than in hell and the lake of fire. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. Go to church today, and until we greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.